A study released this week explores projected health co-benefits of reducing carbon emissions. According to the report, each year the lives of 50 West Virginians could be saved, but only if certain policies are adopted. In the wake of the Environmental Protection Agency's first ever proposed carbon pollution standards for existing power plants, scientists from Harvard, Boston, and Syracuse universities have been working on a three-part study that explores potential impacts of tightening carbon dioxide emission standards. The second report, released this week, looks specifically at human health co-benefits. The report summarizes that if high-efficiency policies, like those specified by the EPA, go into effect, about 3,500 people will avoid premature deaths each year throughout the lower 48 states. And the largest benefits would be experienced by populations living in the Ohio River Valley. Joel Schwartz from Harvard School of Public Health is one of the collaborators in the study.
Well, as you might expect, reducing CO2 emissions can produce co-benefits by reducing emissions of other things as well. It varies a great deal how you go about doing that. So it's not automatic, and certain policy options will produce a lot more co-benefits for the same number of tons of CO2 than other ones.
When the announcement came over a year ago that there would be a program to reduce carbon emission from power plants, Syracuse University professor of civil and environmental engineering, Charles Driscoll, started to compile several different policy options that the EPA would likely pursue. Three scenarios were explored. They varied according to carbon reduction stringency, efficiency models, and compliance flexibility. The report finds that the least stringent model, which focuses on heat rate upgrades and other improvements in the operating efficiency of existing power plants, would result in little to no health benefits and could even mean increases in premature deaths each year. It's a track closest to what we more or less seem to be on now. In a 2014 report released by the American Lung Association, data indicates that while air pollution in West Virginia's metropolitan areas has generally improved, there's more ozone or smog in every county where it was measured. The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection corroborates that, indicating that especially in northern counties like Marshall and Brooke, sulfur dioxide continues to be a problem because of proximity to power plants and other large industrial sources. Health risks associated with this kind of air pollution include not only respiratory problems, but also cardiovascular, neurological, developmental problems, just to name a few. The policy scenario explored that most resembles the EPA's proposed model includes state-based CO2 emission targets, flexible compliance options, and significant program investments in new end-user energy efficiency.
This isn't an argument about should I switch from burning coal to burning gas at all. This is if we replace streetlights with LED streetlights, if we encourage more energy efficient pumps to be put in pipelines, water distribution systems, etc. If we do lots of things that promote energy efficiency, if you do it in your state, you're going to get the benefits.
Joel Schwartz from the School of Public Health at Harvard pointed out during a press conference that while study results haven't been monetized, this policy suggests redeeming economic benefits.
We're finding results that suggest that reducing tons of CO2 the right way, you know, has considerably more economic benefit than people may have thought previously.
So according to the expert scientists in Massachusetts and New York, any policy that will reduce carbon emissions is a step in the right direction environmentally. But if the EPA compromises significantly on its proposed plan, human health could continue to decline. The comment period for the EPA's proposed clean power plan has been extended to December 1st, 2014. At about the same time, the third part of this Harvard-Syracuse study investigating possible regulation standards will be released. It will explore possible benefits to ecosystems throughout the country. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.